Yes, that was me, David Allen Carmichael. Sorry. At this Frank Talk 104.3 FM, I'm broadcasting my Faith and Freedom show, where normally, typically, sometimes, and usually, I would talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis is right versus wrong, always providing my fair, whatever you call it, rule, whatever the dumb thing is. I've got my fairness doctrine called toll-free number 888, that's 3 8s, 850, that's another 8 and a 50. One USA, that's 1872-888-850-1872. I was playing a clip, and somebody called, and I thought the clip I was playing had to do with some of the conversations that I had about the DMV and the FAA, and maybe we already got through that, but I've got another, I think it's a 4:47.373 clip to play that's got some performance information about the Maverick. And the reason I did this show is there's these people who have been pouring their lives out literally for total strangers. Are you able, you know, Jesus said, no greater love hath any man than this, but that he lay down his life for his friends. The whole thing about this Maverick, this automobile, this thing that travels on the roads and off the roads, it's an automobile that flies, and it does it well, and it does it by a powered parachute using a Subaru engine and a propeller, of course. The reason this thing is happening in your area, you know, mainly, I guess, a lot of activity happening at the Marion County Airport with this flying Maverick car, is because in 1955, families put their lives on the line. The husbands of wives put their lives on the line for this, the group of people called the Waurani in the jungles of Ecuador. And these Waurani were very violent, murderous people. They were, you know, if you could call it Stone Age. See, we're still in the Stone Age. We have people that live by making spears and poison darts and foraging in the forest for their food and run around with not much on but their skivvies. It's still happening today, so the Stone Age is with us. So that's something to think about whenever they date things to the Stone Age, right? That's current. Something to think about. But they went and they decided they were going to go visit these people. So they dropped gifts by airplane to these guys. They wanted to let them know, hey, we're foreigners, but we're not here to kill you. We want to be friends. Well, what happened was these people are used to killing people for the slightest upset. And, of course, they got slightly upset and decided to kill these five men who are on the beach. Steve Saint is the son of one of those men, one of the pilots. Steve Saint is a son of Nate Saint, who died on that beach that day in 1956. I'm trying to think how the dates worked out. But it was during that time frame, I guess, from the latter part of 55 going into 56. I think it was in January 56, maybe, that they were actually killed on the beach. And what happened was Steve Saint's mother, I guess, and his Aunt Rachel and another lady eventually went in there. He called Aunt Betty, who many of you know as Elizabeth Elliot, went in as wives to this group that had killed their husbands and brought them the good news that the creator of all things, of all men, loved them and had sent their son, even allowing his own son to be speared on their behalf so that their sins would be forgiven, that the price of their sin would be paid. And these guys went there and gave their lives. They wanted to make friends with these guys. These guys came out and speared them to death. Their wives went in and risked their own lives to reach these people. Eventually, I guess it's Nate Saint's sister Rachel, or I'm not sure how that all works out, but Aunt Rachel, let's just say Steve Saint's aunt. I don't know the details on how that all works out, but she was the one who went in there and lived with the people and converted their language to writing and eventually was able to communicate biblical truth to them in hard copy. Put their lives on their line, and eventually, and if you'll watch, if you get online or try to find Beyond the Gates of Splendor, it's a documentary that tells the details of the story, interviews those who were on scene even at the point of the violence, and are still around to tell us about it today. So you can watch this story on Beyond the Gates of Splendor, but also there's a movie called The End of the Spear. And what's neat is Steve, I noticed that Steve Saint was in the movie, kind of cameo appearance. He was playing a, you know, kind of one of the filler parts. And in fact, the lead character in this movie of the Waorani, the actor who was playing a certain person, well, that certain person was in the backdrop playing a kind of supporting role back there in a cameo appearance as well. So it's a very neat movie. It's called End of the Spear. And so I wanted to give you that background before I came back into this. And we're going to play another clip where eventually over time, Steve Saint's father, Nate, went in to fly into these people to basically bring the good news of Jesus Christ to them, was ended up being killed. But it's now this whole thing's come full circle where Steve has been in a situation where he's able to love those who even took the life of his own father, sacrificed things out of his life for them. And, you know, if they've come to know each other, as they've all come to know Jesus Christ, and their lives are being transformed, they're meeting each other's needs. They have a relationship, and now they're also reaching out to those other peoples in the jungles of Ecuador. And so Steve has equipped them to fly their own aircraft, powered parachutes. And Steve has designed this vehicle called the Maverick in your area that actually flies and been approved by the FAA for all its structural details to be a flying parachute. And it's a vehicle. It's an automobile that's been approved by the Department of Motor Vehicles in Florida. So this is good stuff. So let's go ahead and hear some more from Steve Saint. And then I've got this next clip is about 4 minutes, 47 seconds. And then I'll have a closing clip from him where he basically gets his bottom line. What's the bottom line, Steve? So let's hear what he has to say. Have you been talking to anybody about any ideas of legislation that's going to have to happen most likely in Florida? Because there's a point now when this car that drives around on road, off road, and suddenly transitions. Has anybody been talking about any possible, basically, problems that they may see that can be encountered by somebody that's being kind of irresponsible?
Well, it would be nice if we had the Federal Aviation Administration and Department of Motor Vehicles talking to each other. But this machine, the prototype that has been certified by the FAA, has also been passed by the Department of Motor Vehicles right here in Marion County for use on our roads. We have a Florida license plate. In fact, they gave us a special license plate that says Fly Car on it, FLYCAR. And it is, yes, it is a licensed vehicle here in Florida. So, I mean, we got stopped by police three times on our way to Wisconsin. One was a fella just wanted to see it up close. One wanted to know how fast it would go. So he wanted to race, basically, and he had a police car, but the Maverick was actually faster, up to 60 miles an hour than he was. And then another fella stopped and just, you know, said, "What is this? What are you doing?" And we said, "Well, we're on our way to an air show in Wisconsin." And he said, so what did you stop here for?" And we said, "Well, we need to make some keys." And he said, "Okay, well, follow me." So he put on his lights and took off, and I think he wanted to race too, because he was going about 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, and I think wondering if we'd be able to keep up with him, which was no problem at all. I have a son who had a Corvette, older Corvette, big engine, and this is faster than that. So there are a couple of vehicles that are made that would be faster than this, you know, in acceleration, but you'd have to spend a lot of money to get one. It's a lot of fun to fly. And when was the last time you saw a Maserati or a Corvette or a Subaru STI fly?
Right. Well, Marion County's got a history of having a lot of fast stuff, you know, thinking about Big Daddy Don Garlits and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know what? We, my brother-in-law and I need, my daughter used to take piano lessons from Big Daddy Don Garlits' daughter, and so we need to take this over We've actually thought about taking it up to the Speedway and giving it a run up there.
As I understand it, Chrysler's given him one of the new Challengers, or at least one, that he was going to play with and see what he could do with it. And who knows? Maybe he can test his Challenger against your Maverick.
Yeah, well, we are planning to make one, a Maverick that's fly only, and then we plan to make one that's drive only, because it's very, very capable and a lot of fun on the ground. But we also have had a request to make an extreme ground roadable version that would be for road only. You know, we can put in as much as 305 horsepower. The one that we've been driving now that'll go 0 to 60 in 3.9 seconds only has 127 horsepower. So can you imagine what it would do with 305 horsepower? The same basic engine with dual turbos and intercoolers will produce 305 horsepower, but we'd have to have big tires on the back, or all you do is just burn your tires.
Right.
It'll burn the tires even now. It's get it on the grass and pop the throttle, and it'll just dig two furrows and make the sod go airborne. It's
but I
sound like I'm a hot rodder. I like things that fly fast. This flies slowly, but really our mission is to produce a vehicle that will have commercial, that will develop a commercial market so that we can produce them at a price that people in frontier areas and missionaries and the people that they serve and that need to be able to serve themselves will be able to afford.
That's the closing of Steve Saint's statements, but I've got one more little segment that I'm going to play. It's about 3 minutes long, where I gave Steve the opportunity. I told him that every time I interview somebody, I give them a microphone. What do you want to say to the audience? And that's just one of the courtesies. I love it when people give me their time, that they sacrifice their time for me so that I can bring good information to our broadcast audience on this Frank Talk 104.3 FM station. And so I thought this was it was just imperative for me to talk to Steve Saint and have him explain to me, and so that I could pass on to you, his neighbors, what's going on. And their office is at 10575 West or Southwest 147th Circle in Dunellen, Florida. Dunellen, Florida. The website that you can find out more about this is iTechUSA. ITECUSA.org, and then you can find out about this Indigenous Peoples Technology and Education Center. And in this clip, or the one that was before, he explained that he's taking this iTech. He had another thing that they put together called IC, iFix, iMed, and I guess there's an iDent. And the goal is, the I is the Indigenous people, that they can provide ministry to themselves and to their neighbors in the jungle about taking care of some basic eyesight issues, some needs there, some dental needs, teach them to do some basic dental needs, some fixing things, give them some mechanical training or medical training to take care of their neighbor. And if you go to the itechusa.org website, they say they are to develop, produce, and distribute unique tools and training for frontier areas. They train, equip Indigenous God followers to care for the physical and spiritual needs of their people. They build bridges of understanding and partnership between Christian churches in developed nations and those in frontier areas. And he gave us a testimony, if you have just tuned in, Steve Saint, of this Indigenous Peoples Technology and Education Center. Steve Saint, son of Nate Saint. And one of the things that he said was that the Waoranis asked him, he said, "Hey, we taught you when you were a little boy how to shoot blow darts and make these things for your survival in the jungle, but we showed you the things that you couldn't learn elsewhere. Could you show us the things that we can do so that we're not just, you know, having foreigners come in here and do these things? We want to do them for ourselves and for our neighbors." So this is David Allen Carmichael on the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to be back after this break on Frank Talk 104.3.